The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Matt's here. Hey, Matt, you wanted to weigh in on my talk about a challenging mother who is a patient in the hospital right now. And I'm trying to get her to calm down a bit, but what are you thinking?
Well, you're 100% correct on the healthcare workers. They are some of the nicest people on the face of the planet. I know there's bad ones here and there, but my father had a stroke. He passed away several years ago. I drove from here to Southern California. I drove right to the facility. Visiting hours end at 9. I didn't leave till 11, and they didn't ask me to leave. I get up to leave, and I walk out, and I spoke to the night nurse. And as I'm leaving, she goes, "Oh, you have to leave?" The woman grabbed my arm and begged me to stay longer.
Oh.
And I looked at her.
You were the wingman, right?
Yeah. I looked at her, and I said, "Is everything okay?" And she says, she looks around, she goes, "Your father is awful. He's screaming all night. He's yelling, nurse, nurse, you know. And he was fine the whole time I was there." She says, "When people are here, he's fine. But when you all leave," it's like we're in there 30, 40 times a night.
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, "Look," I said, "I've been on the road since 4 this morning." I said, "I got to go home. I got to drive back to the hotel." But I would just say, yeah, be kind. Even bring him something nice. You know, if you think about it, bring him a little sweet or some kind of a nice little gesture, just to say, "Hey, I still appreciate you, you know, putting up with my parent or whatever, if they're a pill."
Yeah. Appreciating the extra work they're having to do. Good take.
Absolutely.
On that. Good take, Matt.
All right.
Thanks for the call. And Robert Gore is going to join me in just a minute. And I always enjoy Robert's books. I enjoy his thinking over on Straight Line Logic. And we'll talk about his latest and interesting piece he has out on Trump. And interesting times. That's why it's Conspiracy Theory Thursday, right?
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-in-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-in-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-in-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed, with the best warranty around. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-in-Time Appliance, online at justintimeappliance.com.
The soil around your home is a lot like a sponge. It expands when it's wet and contracts when it's dry. Over time, all that movement can damage your foundation. Your house starts sending warning signs like cracks, uneven floors, and sticking doors and windows. Terra Firma can stop the cycle. Our experts will find the source of the problem and provide permanent solutions to make your foundation safe and solid again. So if you suspect your foundation has issues, don't wait for things to get worse. Call Terra Firma today for a free evaluation.
The Bill Myers Show is on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
If you don't subscribe and check out what's going on at StraightLineLogic.com, you're missing out on a lot of good news and analysis. And Robert Gore holds down the fort there. And Robert, you're also an author. We welcome you back to the program here. Robert, if I recall correctly, you were a financial guy prior to getting into what you're doing right now. Did I get that right? I'm just doing this. I'm spitballing from the last time I talked to you a number of months ago.
You got it right. Yeah, I was a bond trader out in Los Angeles from, 84 to
2012. Yeah. What do you think about bond yields right now? Do you think they're going to be going down anytime soon or not?
Other direction.
Yeah.
I think they bottomed in, what was it, 21, 22, summer, I think. And bond markets tend to move in big 30 and 40 year swings. We reached a high in 82, bond yields did, and they've been coming down ever since, but I think we reached the low. I think we're going to see higher interest rates for a long, long time.
Yeah. I know that I am feeling blessed that I was able to lock in a mortgage for our family home at just a shade over 3%, because I don't think I'm going to see 3% again in my lifetime. I know that the stock market right now is trying to plan on that, right? Would you agree that kind of thinking, oh, yeah, we're going to bring the punch bowl back, but I don't know if the Fed can do this. Can it really? Can it really do what it claims it wants to do this year?
Well, people focus on the Fed. And I got to tell you, when I was a bond trader, I paid very little attention to the Fed. And the reason is I paid a lot of attention to markets. And short-term interest rates, 99% of the time, lead the Fed. And that's easily verifiable. You can go look at the charts through the years and whatnot. A guy named Robert Prechter's done a lot of work on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I paid attention to that. The Fed doesn't really control interest rates. It follows the market. And what I think is going to be determinative over the next several decades probably is just this exploding debt. Much more supply of bonds. And, you know, you have a good part of the world now trying to move away from the dollar-based reserve currency system into something else, still not defined.
The BRICS aren't really going to do it, though. Would you agree on that? Because it's the one thing that a bond market needs, you know, a debt market needs, is trust. And even though the United States is becoming less trustworthy, it still appears to be a little more trustworthy than, let's say, communist China when it comes to finances. Would that be a fair assessment, or am I just spitting in the wind on that?
I don't trust any of them, to tell you the truth.
I got a feeling you were going to go there. I really thought you were going to go there, Robert.
But when you have people in both Europe and the U.S. talking about, you know, just taking the $300 billion that we are currently holding of Russian reserve assets and whatnot to send that money back to Ukraine, not much trust there. I think trusting a government is as an investment policy is really stupid, and just as a policy in life is really stupid.
Yeah, well, you know, there's a lot of stupid to go around these days, which is not a piece that I read from you on Straight Line Logic the other day, by the way. I wanted to just kind of shift to that a little bit. Now I want to talk about your novel. Love your novel. Okay, your latest novel, The Gray Radiance, because you've gone from bond trading to, you know, blogging, and then you write really interesting stories, too. So I don't know. Maybe it's because you were a bond trader and you had to have an interesting story. Just kidding you. But anyway, your latest piece on Straight Line Logic is much, much more than Trump. And I was wondering if you could kind of give us the Straight Line Logic gist of that basic. I thought it was quite interesting, because you say there's a couple of types of Trump derangement syndrome. We've heard about TDS a lot over the last few years.
Well, you have the TDS that is most often pops up in the alternative media, the people that just go batshit crazy, excuse my language, when they hear the name Trump, and, you know, they can't see straight, foaming at the mouth type rage.
Mm-hmm.
But you have this other Trump, this derangement syndrome, which is the people who kind of worship Trump, think he can do no wrong, think he's the savior for America, so on and so forth. And I just tried to bring that discussion back down to earth. Trump is a politician, and you shouldn't have to remind people of that, but he's a politician and he's a salesman. And he says what he's got to say to get elected.
Yeah.
Like just about every politician ever, what he does is often contradictory or just flat out ignores what he said to get elected. If you look at what Trump actually did from, and I wrote an article in 2016 when Trump was starting to roll in the primary, 2016, called Much More Than Trump. And I said, you know, this support of Trump, all these millions of people, and I voted for Trump in, mm-hmm. in both elections.
And I did too. Same thing. But I also try to retain a sober view. And I think sometimes that we really, there's been so much wrong here for so long, Robert, that we're placing a lot of hope on one man, on one guy's to do it all. I don't know.
I have two problems with that. One of them is, and like you say, you have a sober view of Trump. I think I have a sober view of Trump. In 2016 and again in 2020, I voted for him because he was a hand grenade. Mm-hmm. We have probably the biggest and most corrupt government that history's ever seen, and something has to shake that up, and something will shake that up. I just don't think it's going to be Trump. He got in office. He appointed a bunch of, deep state regulars, guys like, Pompeo and Bolton and so on and so forth. Didn't really change much. Bragged a lot about the economy, but the economic record, as I said in that article, was the worst since Eisenhower in terms of average growth and whatnot. Expanded the debt. Did everything that we've come to expect from politicians.
Yeah, but yet isn't a lot of that, unfortunately, baked in the cake of the United States? There is no, I mean, do you see any appetite on either side of the so-called aisle of the Uniparty, to rein in spending? There just isn't any call.
No.
Is there?
No, and it's just like, and it's pretty simple. Most economics is pretty simple. When they start trotting out the Greek letters and stuff, run, because they're about to pull something over your, pull the wool over your eyes. But if you've got a credit card and you run up a limit, and then you go get another credit card and run up the limit, mm-hmm. sooner or later the debt service, just the debt service, is going to, curtail your lifestyle. You're devoting more and more to debt. And it's exactly what's happening in this country. And if you back out, if you go out and borrow $1,000 and then you go and buy $1,000 worth of stuff, you have not increased your wealth $1,000. It's double entry bookkeeping. You have $1,000 worth of stuff. You have $1,000 worth of debt. The United States, if it goes out and borrows $100 billion and then buys $100 billion worth of stuff, it treats that as GDP.
You're right. And I've criticized that way that we determine what the economy is doing by including government spending, which is mostly debt-based spending. Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah. But you can see, just in terms of real income, in terms of GDP growth after you back out the debt-based growth and everything, that the economy is dramatically slowing down. And you can see it in a lot of sociological-type things, kids who can't find a job, staying home with their parents.
Lack of family formation, I think, is a big one right now, too.
Oh, that's huge. And the birth rate keeps declining.
It's not the sign of a people confident in their future, the way they behave on the ground. Now, we're not talking about how they behave on The View or on MSNBC or on Fox News. there's a different world portrayed there, I think.
Oh, those people are still out to lunch. I can't understand why anybody watches that stuff, but whatever. That's their choice.
Yeah.
People have babies, they form families, they buy houses and whatnot when they have a degree of optimism, and especially the younger generations. As I said in my piece, they're looking at, 34.5 trillion dollars in debt plus another 100 to 200 trillion in unfunded Medicare. And,
well, what happens if we have to try to roll that debt over at 5 or 6 or 7% at some point?
What happens if we have to roll it over at 10 or 12 or 15%? And the U.S. has paid that kind of interest before, back in the early 80s. I mean, we're sunk. And what are you going to do? You're going to tell the younger generations, okay, we're going to tax you at 80% so you can afford our debt service, you can afford our unfunded liabilities, so on and so forth.
You know something, Robert? Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because I have said for years, I don't know if you thought this too, I always hear Congress critters and everybody and politicians are saying, we shouldn't be doing this spending because it is putting debt on the shoulders of our children. I've always thought that's kind of a false claim because I think at some point the younger generation says we're not going to pay it. You see that kind of world coming?
I had a conversation with my son once. He's 26 years old now. I said, Austin, if your generation doesn't repudiate the debt, walk away from it. I'm going to consider your generation a colossal disappointment.
Interesting.
Of course they're going to walk away from it. Nobody says, please give us 80% tax rates. We would love to just turn over most of our productivity in our lives so that we can pay this interest. We can pay these. We can pay for your wars. We can pay for your Medicare, your Social Security. It's just not going to happen. At some point, something snaps.
Okay, let me then. And we're not. This is even what I wanted to talk with you about. But still, I find it an interesting conversation because some of it, it bounces around in my head quite frequently. Is there a possibility, this being Conspiracy Theory Thursday, you know, you can write it, you can be honest about this here, Robert. Is there a possibility that, you know, even though we're placing all our hope in it not being Joe Biden anymore after 4 years of depredation and divisiveness from the Biden administration, is there a possibility that it's going to be Trump because the deep state wants him to be the fall guy for the crack up that will inevitably have to happen because of the excesses of the past 100 years or so? What do you think?
I would say my progression on so-called conspiracy theories over the last 15, 20 years is matched by a lot of people. At first, I was standard, you know, don't tell me about this. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. I read the Wall Street Journal on the LA Times, sometimes the New York Times, whatever. And then what really changed for me was my son was diagnosed with autism back in year 2000, 2001, something like that.
Yeah.
And we started getting together with all these other parents of autistic children, and the same story kept coming up. Oh, he was vaccinated. He had a huge reaction. She had a huge reaction. Then we get the diagnosis, blah, blah, blah. Well, same thing happened with us. Austin had a reaction when he's 3 years old. We get mm-hmm. this diagnosis. And you start looking into things. And the Wall Street Journal used to print an editorial about every 6 months. Anybody who thinks autism has anything to do with vaccines is just crazy. It's a nut. We've got all these studies. They never mentioned that the studies were all funded by industry, the pharmaceutical industry and whatnot. And that's when it started turning around in my head.
And if they were lying to you about that, what else are they lying to you about?
I mean, once your trust is gone and, the really great thing, I started paying attention to the alternative media during the financial crisis. And in 2007, 8, and 9. And I had seen that coming, to tell you the truth, and actually made some money off of it. But the only people that were talking that made any sense at all were like Zero Hedge and some of the financial sites and whatnot.
Everybody likes to laugh at Zero Hedge, right? Even now, still.
Yeah, but they were right. And I was right, in believing, okay, the housing market's a house of cards. On the back end, we sold all this crap around the world that's basically securities based on the housing market. Something's got to give, and we're going to have a financial crisis. Since then, I look at the record of the alternative media. They got Russiagate right. They got, in my opinion, COVID right, the vaccines right. They got Ukraine right. After a while, you start going with the people who know what they're talking about, and, you know, gave up my Wall Street Journal subscription, I don't know, 10 years ago, not 10 years ago, but maybe 5 or 6 years ago. So you go with what works.
Talking with Robert Gore, straightlinelogic.com is his website. Great site for analysis, and I read it often here. I want to take it back, though, counselor, take it right back to you, redirect, though. Do you think that Trump is here, honestly, to be you know, the symbol. This is the final. He gets his bite of the apple, but he's going to preside over the crack up. Could it be that? Could it be that? Or can they keep the plate spinning a few more years out of this, in your view?
I think if Trump gets elected, they don't want to keep the plate spinning.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. Yeah. No, if somehow you can get a gigantic financial crisis and everything, and you can blame it on Trump and all those crazy right-wingers, conspiracy theories, the extremists, whatever they're calling us these days. And can that be a conspiracy? That was the original point of me going into all these other conspiracy theories.
Right, right.
I've learned not to scoff at conspiracy theories, because more often than not, they turn out to be right.
Yeah, so, well, and that's it. They didn't want to bring it down. They don't want to bring the system down under a Marxist president. A pure Marxist president or collectivist. Only a partial collectivist, which is what, you know, the Republican Party is. Robert Gore with me. Robert, I don't have a whole lot more time here, but I wanted to give great press here and a great talk here on your latest novel, because I've really enjoyed your other novels too. Like The Golden Pinnacle was one of my favorites. I just love that one. And you wrote that a few years ago. And you tend to write historical. How would you call your novels? They're historical in nature, but I can really relate it to today. I don't know how you would term your novels and what you like to tell. But tell us a bit about The Gray Radiance, because this one is like between World War II and the Vietnam era, if you could.
Yeah, and the one thing I say at the beginning of the book is don't give away the ending to people who haven't read the book, so I won't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
What I wanted to... The Golden Pinnacle was America at what I considered its greatest in terms of freedom, productivity, so on and so forth.
And that's what, like 1800s, early 1900s maybe, that kind of thing, that era?
Yeah, yeah. Industrial Revolution and whatnot. The Gray Radiance, thematically, the point is, this was the beginning and at the same time the start of the end of the American Empire. When we dropped the bomb on Japan or whatnot, that was the pinnacle of our power. Only 4 years later, the Soviet Union, through espionage and their own efforts and whatnot, had also developed the atomic bomb. And I wanted the two things I try to do when I write stories is what is my theme? And, mm-hmm. Anybody who, like you, follows my website knows what my basic themes are. I want important themes, important issues, and whatnot. And I want to tell a story that you absolutely can't put down, a compelling story.
And you succeeded with this Nick Wozniak story. And just the basics of this, I just want to touch on it. Never knew his dad. Dad died during World War II, but it was under really strange circumstances, and it's his experience trying to determine how his father died. They took him through World War II. He took him to Vietnam and various other places. It was an interesting story, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping ahead. I think to me, what I took from your story is that what we consider the deep state now has always been there. Would that be a fair assessment of really what is going on with the Gray Radiance? And we've been dealing with it much longer.
That would be correct.
Yeah.
That would be correct. And I said in the book, one of the most influential figures in the 20th century was Alan Dulles. He kind of moved the CIA. He's the one who initiated basically what it's become today.
Mm-hmm.
And without giving away too much of the story, but yes, the deep state was there. I think in terms of the atomic bomb, they thought they had found, the one ring of power. They thought they were going to be unrivaled, that the U.S. was going to run the world and, 75 years later, we're seeing that the U.S. is not going to be running the world, and it had better adjust to that reality, you know, sooner rather than later.
Mm-hmm. Well, I gave it a great review. I love it. It's The Gray Radiance. It's out in paperback. It's been out just a few months. Well worth it. And what I like about it is that you truly write this from the perspective of a full-throated American and a believer in the real America. Would that be a fair way of describing the way, you know, the real America? You believe in what America was and are also full-throated in exposing what America had become. And I think it's very important these days, don't you?
That's a very good way of putting it. But yeah, my roots are the real America. I guess, given, I went to nice law school and all that, I could have gone the other way and been an unreal American, a Washington, D.C. American or a Wall Street American or whatnot. But just wasn't for me. But there is a real America. And, millions of immigrants have come to this country looking for not handouts, but the real America, where you work hard, you play by the rules, you're straightforward, you're personally honorable, and you get ahead. And that's the way it's supposed to work.
I find it very interesting that many immigrants that I've known who have come to the United States over the last few years are much more concerned about what's been happening to the United States of America than United States of America citizens have been, which because they know. I think they know the difference. You know, my cardiologist, as an example here, Robert, escaped Ceausescu in Romania. She knows what it's like, and she sees the same issues that are playing out in America right now. It's quite interesting.
Yeah, and I knew a Chinese janitor in San Francisco. Escaped from communist China, went to Hong Kong. I think he lost his mother and a sister, but he got his family out, and they came to San Francisco. He worked hard and whatnot, and one night I've got my Telerate screen up, and he went through his stock portfolio, which was huge. He had four kids. They all went to UC school, all successful or whatnot. That's the real America. These are the kind of people, and that is the perspective I write from. Golden Pinnacle, Straight Line Logic, Gray Radiance, or whatnot.
Get a copy of The Gray Radiance. I'll put the information up, and you can find out more. StraightLineLogic.com, StraightLineLogic.com for Robert Gore. And I love
one point I want to make about Line Logic is it's not just my stuff up there. Mm-hmm. Every day I'm going through trying to find the in the alternative media. There's a lot of good writers out there that people should be paying attention to.
And I appreciate that. I love, by the way, your theme. I wish I'd come up with it. And it's never underestimate the power of a question. That's what you have at the at the top of Straight Line Logic's homepage. And I always enjoy that. Always thought-provoking. Robert, I appreciate your take on that, and also Trump and everything else where things are going as a former bondsman yourself, and we'll definitely have you back. But folks, get a copy of Gray Radiance. I think you'd really enjoy it. Really would, okay? Thank you, Robert. Good talk.
Thank you, Bill.
It's 8:42 at KMED, KCMD. I ran a little bit long with Robert, but I'm running a little bit long with everything right now. Hopefully I can not run long enough to get everything in. Before Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins at 9:06, okay?
American Rentier Garage is your premier auto care provider, serving Medford, Central Point, and the Rogue Valley, providing nothing less than the highest quality standard of professionalism on every single service and repair. Call today. Appointments are available for oil change to engine change. Get the peace of mind you deserve at American Rentier Garage on Biddle, across from Elmer's. 499-6673. 499-6673. American Rentier Garage. We stand behind every job we do with service you can trust.
The soil around your home is a lot like a sponge. It expands when it's wet and contracts when it's dry. Over time, all that movement can damage your foundation. Your house starts sending warning signs like cracks, uneven floors, and sticking doors and windows. Terra Firma can stop the cycle. Our experts will find the source of the problem and provide permanent solutions to make your foundation safe and solid again. So if you suspect your foundation has issues, don't wait for things to get worse. Call Terra Firma today for a free evaluation.
For over 50 years, Siskiyou Pump Service has provided fresh, clean water to Rogue Valley homes from pump to tap. And Siskiyou Pump Service is an exclusive Aqua Systems water filtration distributor. Siskiyou Pump offers a free water test for hardness, iron, pH, and conductivity. And if needed, you'll also get a free, no-obligation estimate on new Aqua System filtration and water softeners. There are also monthly incentives to purchase water treatment equipment. Call today for your free water test and no-obligation quote. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit ValleyViewNursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Marcus Veal with your MC5 Morning News Update. A woman was arrested for allegedly starting a fire at a home in West Medford Tuesday. MFD Fire Chief Eric Thompson says the call came in Tuesday afternoon about a fire on the porch of the home on Narragan Street. He says from there, flames rapidly extended into the attic and main portion of the home. Medford PD said Wednesday that 31-year-old Candace Hastings started the fire on the porch. MPD Lieutenant Don Lane says eyewitnesses helped them find and arrest Hastings. Police also tell us that two guinea pigs died in the flames, but the two residents were unhurt. Hastings is now charged with arson, animal abuse, reckless burning, and resisting arrest. Medford Fire said the home is a total loss. With Oregon's primary elections coming up next month, there are a few dates to keep in mind as we approach the election. The state will begin to mail out ballots on April 22nd. April 30th is the last day to register to vote or change party affiliations. By May 1st, you should have your voter's pamphlet with information on all the candidates that will also be available on the Secretary of State's website. May 21st is, of course, Election Day. All ballots must be postmarked by this day, or if you'll be dropping your ballot off in person, be sure to do so before 8 p.m. For more information or to register to vote, you can head to the Secretary of State's website. That's a look at your morning headlines. For MC5 News, I'm Marcus Veal. Happy Thursday.
Haven't checked the price of gold this morning. By the way, it's 8:45. Yesterday, gold hit an all-time high, over $2,300 an ounce. Been looking at this steady march up here as the markets continue to, at least the central banks continue to buy lots and lots of gold because they're seeing some issues going in there. Silver, by the way, is now joining the rally too. It's over 25, it's like 25.74, I think, when I checked it this morning. Maybe it's one way or the other. And maybe you're looking at this as a good time to perhaps go through the drawers, find the scrap gold, the silver and things, take it down to Jay Austin. You wouldn't be the last person to do this right now. Jay Austin and Company Gold and Silver Buyers in Ashland at 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland and 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. Call for an appointment there, 482-3715. These are the recognized experts. Jay Austin, Mark and Andrea and the whole crew are good people to know. These are the people that will help you get the most for these valuable items, whether it's gold, silver, whether you want to be like me, maybe just continue to collect it. For a hedge in there, something outside of the dollar system, or whatever you're thinking about doing, buying or selling or trading, whatever, talk to them and see what they can do for you. Collectible banknotes? You bet. Diamonds? Sure. You talk to them. Call them at 482-3715. Good people to have, good people to know in interesting times. Let me put it that way. And I would dare say we're in interesting times, wouldn't you admit? Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers, the recognized experts. Ashland, Grants Pass, FortuneReserve.com.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Every second of every day, an older adult in the U.S. suffers a fall. It's one of the most pressing health concerns facing older adults. And it's why at Prestige Senior Living Arbor Place, they're currently offering a free online fall risk assessment. In just 10 minutes, you can learn about your risk factors and ways to stay safe. The free assessment is available at fallriskassessment.com. Again, the fall risk assessment is free. Go to fallriskassessment.com.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
Now we're going to do it. Open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We've got a few more minutes. Let's make it count there. 770-563-3770-KMED. You know, I'm not surprised. I wanted to really get into what Robert Gore was thinking about when it came to Trump, because my suspicions have been that, and it's not that not that I want it to happen, but that if there was going to be an engineered takedown of the United States of America, that they want it done under someone of President Trump's stature, so that way, even though the collectivist and the anti-capitalist nature of what's been driving the United States for a number of years has really been what's been going on, they don't want it going down under a Democrat. They wanted to go down under a Republican. Is that a good theory? You kind of half agree with me on that one. Anyway, Brad's here. Hey, Brad, what's on your mind, huh?
Bill, good morning to you. Boy, what a fascinating guest that you had with Mr. Gordon. You know, as I was listening to the conversation that you were having with him, it struck me that what he was saying is something that you and I have talked about, which is the economic impacts that people are experiencing are pretty uniformly negative and adverse. But what he and you were talking about is it's coming from a lot of different directions.
Right.
So the net impacts are negative. They're uniformly negative almost, but they're coming from so many different directions. It's hard for people really to kind of understand this. And it occurred to me, you could do a little bit of a modus ponens argument to make this easy to understand. So modus ponens argument, that if A, then B, if B, then C, therefore if A, then C, right? So
right,
it's
right.
Kind of a connect the dots kind of argument. So we know that economic strength is the best defense against the need for government, right? So if you're economically strong, if you're economically vigorous, you don't need government.
Yeah, economically strong people like the United States back in the 17 or 1800s, let's say, at the peak, you didn't need much government. There's no need. Who
Correct.
Wanted it, right? Nobody did.
So if you are a person, an organization, or a movement that want people to be dependent upon government, what do you have to do to them economically? You have to weaken them.
Yep.
You have to weaken them economically. So HUD Secretary under President Trump, Ben Carson, was being interviewed by one of your colleagues a couple months ago, and he said they did a study that revealed something amazing. They studied the economic strength of homeowners versus renters. And they discovered in this study that the average net worth of a homeowner was $200,000 and the average net worth of a renter was $5,000. So $195,000 different. So if you were a person, an organization, or a movement that wanted people to be as weak as possible or to weaken them as much as possible, what would you do?
You would crush housing.
You would
crush housing and homeownership.
You would crush the ability of people to own their own homes. Because that is the greatest source of wealth for most people. It's the equity that is in their homes. And so, Bill, you're exactly right. If you wanted to weaken people economically and make them as subservient to government as possible, that's exactly what you would do, is you would devise a series of strategies to make home ownership as unavailable as possible.
And that would be like the
seeing today.
Well, a perfect example of that, the Climate Friendly Equitable Community Executive Order, along with the 15-minute Climate Friendly Equitable City Plan, you know, that kind of thing. It's all part of that.
Oh my gosh. What did you just say, Bill?
Yes, I did.
Are you saying there might be a conspiracy?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I am. I am Brad Bennington. Okay. And the thing is that people are voting for these conspiracies, believe it or not, because they don't seem to understand it. But just remember, and I'm going to continue to repeat this, anytime you hear the term equity, Brad Bennington, you know what that means?
What does it mean, Bill?
You didn't earn it. That's what equity means right now. Climate-friendly, equitable community, meaning your community, you didn't earn it. We're just going to force it upon you or give it to you.
So I know you're short on time, but I just want to say one thing. So if you just look at what the building industry does, let's just say 400 houses a year at $400,000 each on average. Here, if we built 400 houses in Jackson County last year, that's an increase in the tax base of $160 million. Somebody is going to own that $160 million. It's either going to be the homeowners or it's going to be investors that are renting those homes to other people.
Yeah.
To build wealth, the most important thing we can do to build wealth is improve home ownership among our young people. It's the most important thing that we can do to assure their future financial strength.
And I agree with you, even though you're talking your book, because that's your business. But you are absolutely right about that. And also, it gives you the most stable community. And then people, young people, middle-aged people, older people, they all have skin in the game, Brad. And that's an important part of cultural cohesiveness that is not talked about and promoted enough.
And economically strong people do not need government to the extent that the other people do.
And that's why we see such an attack on this this ownership and the use of property, which means I'll go back and pick that scab again that I talked with you about the other day. If you want a productive people, you can't have Senate Bill 100 because we're living through the end game of Senate Bill 100. But I appreciate your call there, Brad. Thanks for it. I want to make sure to get everybody else in. I got to squeeze you all in. Squeeze you all in on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Hello, Line 2. Who's this? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm David. I don't know if you heard the new argument that Trump is using in the Supreme Court. He's trying to say that lying in politics is free speech.
As a matter of fact, that's pretty well known by in other court cases, David. That's nothing new, really isn't.
Well, that's what some people claim, but if we
free speech also means freedom to lie. I hate to tell you that. That's what free speech is about. Free speech is not just about telling the truth.
You're saying, have you got an FCC license?
Yeah, I do. This station is licensed with an FCC thing. Yeah, and I have ham radio license too. But what's the point?
Individual.
What's that?
50 years ago, I got my first FCC third class radio telephone license with a broadcast endorsement.
And so what? What's your point?
Came with a pledge.
No, what's your point?
Came with a pledge that I would not lie to the public, and that I would not give false information, tell people to walk into a flood, tell people to walk into a fire.
Yeah, but that has to do with the operating of the radio station. I think you're going far afield of it. Free speech, is the free speech to lie. Broadcast facilities just have total free speech. You know that. And don't try to argue differently.
How about sabotage?
What's that?
How about sabotage?
Knock it off. You're being an idiot. Okay? Gotta go. I don't have time. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Good morning.
Good morning. Holly Martin, Josephine County.
Holly, take it away. What's up?
A couple of quick things. One is that I think what's really killing the market economy is this minimum wage bit, you know, that makes it very unaffordable to bring in kids, you know, from high school and so forth. And so they're losing out in every regard on that. But the second thing, the thing that's bugging me most, I got a call last night from Christine Goodwin's campaign manager.
Oh.
You're a very nasty little lady, you know, and she's wanting to silence me, speaking against Christine. Well, you know, I think that First Amendment rights, I still consider those very important. And I feel like we need to just tell the citizens the truth, and they can decide. They're the ones that are going to the ballot box. You know, I get one vote just like everybody gets one vote.
Okay. Well, if Christine Goodwin's campaign manager, that's Deb Carroll, right?
I think her last name is Carol. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Deb, if you want to come on the show and talk about this, great, because I think one of the, and I'm no fan of the Daily Courier. You know that. I'm no fan of the Daily Courier. And I've said this, been on the, even though I subscribe to them. But they wanted to go and visit Christine Goodwin at her supposed residence, you know, near the Falk family vineyard. Okay. Now, she didn't want to let the reporter take any pictures or go there because she didn't want the ranch to get involved. And I would say to Deb Carroll, you know, if this is all true, if you really do live here, then just present it and it's over with, and then we don't have to sit around and try to silence anybody. The fact that she doesn't want to let the newspaper go in there gives the appearance of impropriety or that you're hiding something. And I think that Christine Goodwin, as a smart politician, and Deb Carroll as supposedly a smart campaign manager, would just get to the bottom of it and expose it and just show the evidence. That's all. That's all I would say. And I don't even get it. This is not personal. This is about, do you live there or not? That's all. Do you have a deal or an agreement with the Secretary of State? Do you actually live there? That's all. Is it your resident? That's all I would say.
Well,
okay.
What they're claiming is campaign interference. There's no intention to interfere with the campaign. The campaign's
criticizing any politician could then be called up as a campaign interference. It's kind of ridiculous. But Deb, if Deb wants to come on, we'll talk about it, Holly. All right. I just, you know, First Amendment, first and foremost, means that you can say a lot of things. Some things are true, some things are not. Going back to what David was talking about just a moment ago. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is criminalize a lie, because who's going to determine what the lie is? Right? You know, the government in charge of truth. Look what we had. They would have said that people that were not in favor of the vaccine were endorsing a lie. Well, they ended up being right. Not the people that were pushing that. But anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Roadwalker.
Hello, Roadwalker. Fire away.
Hey, buddy, I got a theory for you.
What's that?
Okay. Now, think about this. You know, we can't use nuclear power in this country too much. We can't use it in Oregon at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since the 50s and 60s, we put our young children on ships. The whole Navy's powered basically by nuclear power. But nobody mentions that.
You know, they don't really bring that up. It's an uncomfortable truth.
The whole Navy. You got an aircraft carrier that'll run for 50 years.
Huh. Well, maybe the people who are anti-nuclear are people who are just anti-Western society because they don't want there being power here. Maybe that's what it is, Roadwalker.
They want to hold us to the fire, Bill.
There you go. I will keep the calls going for two, three more minutes. 770-5633. We'll be right back.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Wrencher Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Wrencher Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
Hi, this is Paul at Valley View Nursery. Spring has sprung and it's time to get your garden on. Amend those garden beds with Bumper Crop Soil Builder. Buy three, get the fourth one free. It's also time to plant your blueberries, raspberries, and grapes. Fruit trees, too, now 20% off. For color and choice you won't see anywhere else and spring promotions, go to valleyviewnursery.com. Google Map, Valley View Nursery. Find us closer than you think.
9 o'clock, KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass. Jim's here. Jim, it's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. You wanted to pose a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just curious. The guy a couple of callers back that was concerned about Trump's statement about lying, it struck me as funny. I wish we could have asked him if he believes that Democrat politicians lie to him.
Well, I don't know if he do or not, but it's irrelevant. When you have a two-tier system of justice, Democrat lies are allowed and promoted, and Republican lies are not. Not that I'm advocating lies on either side, but lies are part of the human condition. That's all, okay?
Yeah, and it's half of politics.
Yeah. Could you... Boy, here it is. Here's a new law. Nobody can ever lie at all. Oh, boy, yeah, that'll work. No one should murder either. Let me go to Randy. Hello, Randy. It's Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We got a couple of minutes. What do you got?
Hi, Bill. I was just wondering, the 10 senators that are not going to be allowed to run for re-election,
mm-hmm.
they can still be written in, can they not?
No, they cannot be written in either. That is the ruling of Measure 113. They can't be on the ballot, period.
Now, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Measure 113 is essentially allowing the Speaker of the House or the Senate leadership to decide who can be excused, who cannot be, and who would eventually be kicked out. But no, yeah, you can't you can't write it in. Won't matter. Okay?
That sounds rather fascist to me.
Well, the unions wanted Measure 113 badly, so... consider the source, okay?
That's true.
All right.
Very true. Have a good one, Bill.
You too, Randy. All right, I have time for one more call. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Bill. It's Francine.
Francine, we got 45 seconds, and I turned into a pumpkin. Fire away.
All right. Okay, the issue with Christine Goodwin has gone to the point where it no longer matters where she lives. The bottom line is she is dishonest. Period.
We don't. No, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that.
She will not come forth, be forthwith about where she lives. That right there is she's hiding something. She's being sneaky. That pretty much defines her character.
I hope that's not the case. My only point is I'd be willing to talk to anybody from that campaign if you want to talk about it. But I'm just wondering if the newspaper was willing to take a look and just settle it all, and they didn't want to let that happen. It has the appearance of a problem, and they, as a campaign, need to work on that. 3 after 9, we'll talk tomorrow, okay?
Joel here at Butler Ford, and if you're looking for a big truck with a small payment, I got you covered. Ford Super Duties are back in stock with lease deals where you can get a Ford F-250 for only $445 a month. For $445 a month, you can now tow and haul with a brand new big shiny F-250. Nobody knows how to make lease deals work on a Ford truck like